you, Steve. Oh, I got a frog in my throat. Best meal I've had all week. And the week is young. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And Country Financial has put together a new program called Journey to Success. And it focuses on various charities that can help area communities. And today we're going to talk about the Chicago Commons charity. And the president and CEO of Chicago Commons, Edgar Ramirez, is in the studio with us. Edgar, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Now, first and foremost, can you give us a little background and tell us what Chicago Commons is all about?
Yeah. So Chicago Commons is a 123-year-old nonprofit in Chicago. It's one of the first Chicago institutions that was established to help low-income individuals and families survive poverty and isolation and discrimination. We continue that mission today. We mostly continue that mission through early childhood education, high quality early childhood education.
You got to get them while they're young,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and senior services, and then also with wraparound supports in our Family Hub program.
So more specifically, what are you doing? I mean, that's an overview, but be more specific for us.
Yeah, so in our early ed program, we start children at 8 weeks old, and we provide literacy supports, social emotional supports, getting them on the right track for kindergarten.
8 weeks old. Okay.
8 weeks
That's
old.
Starting
yeah.
them very young.
Very
Bill was
early.
Double promoted. Yeah. So, of course, you didn't need a program like this.
But a lot of people need
those grades.
I'm all right.
But the research shows the earlier you get a child involved in a classroom activity, in structured classroom activity, the better it will be for their education success in the long run.
It just gets your brain in shape for learning,
right? It does. Yeah. It does. Children start processing information at a very young age. Mm-hmm. And they not only do it through hearing words, they do it through touch, feel, sharing with classmates and whatnot. And that's what they experience at Chicago Commons.
Excellent. Yeah.
You know, I think back of when we were growing up, there was no preschool.
Right.
I mean, you'd play with the neighborhood kids, but not at 6 weeks or 8 weeks old.
Right.
And now it's like if your kid does not go to preschool or preschool, everyone scares you that they're going to fall behind in kindergarten.
Right.
But there is some truth behind that.
There is some truth. You know, people are starting their children, as they should. People start their children out at a very young age and in literacy practice, in social-emotional supports. But all studies show that the earlier you get a child in a classroom environment, the greater their executive functioning skills mature, the more they are more apt to be looking forward to school and ready to participate. And also not only for the child, but for the parent as well.
Yeah.
Right? So the parents are not only bystanders at Chicago Commons, they're very involved. 100% of our families are involved in volunteer activities. We make sure that they are participating when there's teacher and parent conferences and whatnot. So it's a good start for them as well. It's a head start for them.
What kind of results are you seeing so far?
It's great. So over 85% of our children are ready to go into kindergarten. So their literacy scores are where they need to be. Their social emotional scores are where they need to be.
Uh-huh.
And they're set up for success.
The ones that aren't in that 85 percentile, do they still advance to kindergarten?
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely. You know, they may not be hitting those scores in our assessments, but what we do also is work with parents to make sure that we are working with them, because you know the parents are the first teachers of a child, right? And if we can get those parents and serve them, give them tools, the necessary tools to make sure that their children are learning not only in the classroom but in the home as well, that usually gets the child up to that 85%.
Boy, I wish there was like a how-to guide on how to be a parent, because really that's the toughest and most important job anyone will ever
have.
Chicago Commons, it's very impressive that that's been around for 123 years. And a nonprofit organization, I imagine you need people to donate either their time or financially, and you have a big fundraiser coming up on November 3rd. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, it's a great fundraiser. We do it every year. It'll be November 3rd at London House, and tickets are $100. You can get tickets by visiting our website, www.chicagocommons.org. It's a really fun time. It's a lot of good music, good food, good drink. We have a short program, but not a mighty long program where people don't have a chance to enjoy one another's company.
Very good.
We need to find out about these things, because really I'm embarrassed I haven't heard of Chicago Commons before, and it's been around for 123 years.
Yeah.
So our job, Country Financial's job, is to get everyone out there and on board to help Chicago Commons. The website again, chicagocommons.org. And CEO and president of Chicago Commons, Edgar Ramirez, on the line with us. You can donate money at chicagocommons.org as well?
That's right.
All right. Yep. Thanks to Country Financial and their new program called Journey to Success. It was very nice to meet you. We wish you a lot of luck.
Pleasure was mine.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Edgar.
So much.
Really appreciate it. Yeah. A quick break, then more show. Stay here. Bill and Wendy, WGN.